show you tell me it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this, well, do my eyes deceive me? A cloudy day down here in Central Texas. Yes, folks, up there in the north, it's still over 70 degrees. Sorry. But it looks like we're actually going to get rain down here. We've had prairie fires going on. While they're getting all the rain up in the northwest, we've not had anything here, I think, for about 6 weeks. So it is welcome relief. I have Carl Schwartz on me on the show with me today. We're talking about, and if you've been listening, this is some pretty bombastic information. We're also going to get into the 9/11 thing. A couple airplanes hit it, but gravity would have done the job in a few short years. We'll give you more detail on that one. Let's go back to the phones. Ed Waller. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Carl. Ed, how are you been?
I'm just finer than frog first split five ways. Thanks for asking.
Good.
A real quick note to that lady who called in about gold. Most people do not understand that Roosevelt's order to turn in the gold had no force and effect at law because he wasn't executing any particular act of Congress. But enough said about that.
Right.
Carl, what do you think about us going to war because Iran is creating an oil force to create trade oil and something other than the dollar, which certainly got good old Saddam Hussein in trouble?
Well, that is actually threatening the bigger picture. Our government has become such spendthrifts. They're, you know, actually increasing the debt at about $1 trillion a year, half a trillion a year under the Bush administration. By the time he leaves office, we're supposed to be over $10 trillion in debt. And that is actually why our policies are so hostile towards Venezuela. They're indexing their sales in oil to the euro. And if they allow that to get out of hand, they're not going to be able to give U.S. debt away, which means our leaders would actually have to exercise fiscal discipline. They don't want to do that, and neither do the wealthy elite.
But what's, you know, ironic, that I don't think the American people realize, is we're going to go to war in Iran, keep them from selling their oil denominated in euros. So the men and women of the armed forces are going to go and die for a private currency.
Yes, exactly.
To protect it.
Yeah, to protect the petrodollar. That's one of the reasons they put so many dollars out, is that most countries are purchasing all of their energy supplies in dollars. And that's the way the United States government wants to see it stay, because then they can continue to run this entire economy on debt instead of real growth.
But not just petrodollars. Federal Reserve notes are script from a private agency.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, overseas they call them petrodollars. Same note.
Well, I understand, because there's only two places right now you can buy and sell oil, which is New York and London.
Uh-huh. And those are both denominated strictly in dollars.
Yep, until one guy tried to do something different, and look what happened to him.
Yep.
So now they're going to do it again to Iran, which has a mutual defense pact with both China and Russia.
Well, not only mutual defense, they're also, they've got a $200 billion oil and gas deal with Red China.
You know, correct.
At some point in time, Red China, being the second largest consumer of oil and gas, is going to put their foot down about Bush's policies.
And how did we start World War One and World War Two? But by mutual defense pacts.
Ed, hang on 1 second. Save that answer there, Carl. We'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. Want to join in on this discussion today? We're talking about stuff that makes the world go round here, folks. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ed, if memory serves, I think what this woman was referring to is don't store your treasures in heaven. I don't think the Bible says anything about gold and silver.
No, in fact, obviously, one of the reasons they killed Jesus, because he threw the money changers out of the temple who were trying to play games with money.
And, you know, the funny thing about this, and I don't, Carl, I don't know if you were aware of this. I was not aware of it, that when Jesus did that at the temple, the money changers, the people, the very same people today, the same ilk, it was just several days after he had done that that they'd actually killed him.
That's correct. I mean, that was like his last official act, other than having the Last Supper.
I was not aware of that. Now, how dangerous is that? I mean, the
well, yeah. In all honesty, John, they killed Jesus. They killed Kennedy. Kennedy, Lincoln.
They tried to kill Reagan. He was threatening to do something about the Fed.
Yep. The president at the end of the 1800s, who took 7 days to die, Garfield. They killed Garfield. They are the most dangerous people on the planet. So most people don't mess with money anymore because you'll die very quickly.
Yeah, but that's exactly, they're giving us a slow, protracted death through what? Devaluation of their scam money.
But also their greed. I sent out to my email update people, there's 9/11 can be explained for three reasons. If you look at it from a policy viewpoint, and they're simply this: the U.S. goal of remaining the only military superpower and even regional powers eliminated. 2, the insistence that all oil sales would be in petrodollars, not the euro. And three, the U.S. intent to dominate the world oil and gas supplies because that will ensure oil sales remain denominated in dollars, not euro. Whoever controls oil and gas controls the entire world economy by denying energy supplies.
Well, and as we've demonstrated here, what is the real currency? Well, we have to exchange it for something. We just can't put credits in an account someplace.
Kind of hard to carry around a barrel of oil, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. Ed, anything else?
No. Have a good day, you guys.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, Ed usually joins us on Thursdays, and we're going to do something on Thursdays, folks. I'm actually not going to do Thursday programming anymore. This is a little after the midweek hump here, the day before Friday, and this will give me an opportunity, rather than whacking out a half a day here at the network, that will allow me to do network business on Thursdays. And I haven't spoken to Ed about this. Ed, I hear that you're listening to the show. What I'd like to do is get your counterpart up there, John Ainsworth, on Thursdays along with you. You guys can do one show on a Thursday. I haven't contacted Desi Andrews yet, but I think I'd like to have Desi. And who's that guy from Alaska? Oh, that's right, Ralph Winterroad. And I'd like to have them doing a Thursday show. And then we'll rotate people in to do that. And I think it's going to be real well interesting. You don't need me as a moderator when we got people with high-powered information such as that. As much as I'd like to be there to kind of soak some of that up, it's not necessary, folks. I don't want to say I'm an unnecessary component on that Thursday show, but all things being equal, my time is better served on that Thursday doing network business rather than doing programming. So
you're just working on your own planned obsolescence, John.
Well, my own planned obsolescence, and Carl, you know what? Interesting you should say that. I've often said that, and Jeff Bennett disagrees with me on this deal. He says, oh, no, he said, you belong behind the microphone. He says, I don't think you're that good of a behind-the-scenes person. Ah, that's where he is wrong. He does not know me. I'm a much better behind-the-scenes person, and I've said that eventually I'm going to drop off the airwaves. We're building up a network here, folks, with a lot of different personalities, a lot of different approaches, but we're all doing the same thing. We're not hacking at the branches. We're stabbing the globalist right in the root, so
well,
to speak.
This Saturday, when you launch the Derek and Sharon Gilbert show, I'm going to be kind of their inaugural guest on that one. And they do a dynamite interview, and they stay extremely well informed. So I'm looking forward to that one Saturday night. I think it's from 10 to 11.
10 to midnight, actually.
Yeah, 10 to midnight.
Yeah.
So I talked to Derek last night, and we got that lined up, so we'll be talking more about the 9/11 and nuances and, you know, what happened to those buildings and why.
Let me slip in one more call here. Mill in Connecticut. Hello, Mill.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Is that short for Millie?
Could be.
Oh, okay.
Right. I've been following Mr. Schwartz's emails, and he started speaking a little while ago about the depleted uranium and the Gore implication there. You were cut off. Could he possibly go ahead with some information on that? Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, okay, please.
Yes, we have. We had an insider come to us, two of them actually. One of them is an Afghani, and the other one is right out of the last three presidential administrations. And what had happened was back during the Clinton-Gore administration, they did a privatization of what is called U.S. Enrichment Corporation, which handles the enrichment for our nuclear weapons and also our nuclear power, our nuclear reactors. And part of that process in going from government-owned status to private-owned status, it appears that they have cut back some of their enrichment processes to where they're putting depleted uranium weapons out that actually have too high a percentage of plutonium, U-236, and neptunium in them, causing massive birth defects not only in Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, but also in the soldiers that both the United States and our coalition partners have sent over there. And one of the reasons we first got on this story about 8 months ago, Canada did not want to send any of their troops to Iraq because they had already served in Bosnia and Afghanistan, and when the troops came home, they were sick. The Canadian government tested them, and they found that these people had actually been exposed to not heavy metal poisoning, which is depleted uranium, but also radiological poisoning.
When did they know this?
They knew this back in 2002 and early 2003.
All right.
And we're tracking one story right now that in Mississippi, one of their guard units came back. They were over there in the first invasion in 2003. If this is true, this is the horror that's coming down on us. This person told us that 27% of the newborns for this Mississippi Guard unit were all deformed.
Well, and the information was out there. There was people that were, it almost seemed like an agenda to me that they were touting in the Middle East, our service people that were coming home, getting sick, dying. I started thinking about this, and I thought, wait a minute here. Yeah, somebody might be vaccinated, somebody might have mercury or some other contaminants specifically or by accident. I won't give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm just covering the possibilities that these people were getting sick and they were dying. And I kept thinking about that gnawed at me for a number of years. How is it that you could vaccinate somebody, the serviceman comes home, and his parakeet, Pete, dies in his cage? It didn't make any sense to me. What made sense was that depleted uranium, and what you're talking about is these real bad contaminants in that depleted uranium, not the heavy metals.
It goes one step deeper. We had a veteran that had actually had all of his medical testing done at a private diagnostic lab because he got tired of being jerked around by VA. He found out that during Desert Storm, he had been given not an anthrax vaccine, but an HIV vaccine. And his health is totally destroyed. My ex-wife's doctor, a diagnostic rheumatologist that was sent over there during Desert Storm, half of the USS America task force came down with arthritic-like conditions, and they were not boots on the ground.
If you will do me a favor, Mr. Schwartz, can you take a break here for a couple of minutes?
Gladly, and y'all go ahead and do that other thing, and I'll be waiting.
All righty, sir. Okay, pot him down, Mr. Producer. I have Jeff Bennett on the line. Jeff? It has happened as predicted.
Oh, it is. It's not only as predicted, but I think beyond anything we had in mind. I woke up this morning to gold at $565 and change. Several hours later, it settled at about $562.40 and never moved off of that all day long, John.
Did you hear what Mr. Schwartz had to say about the Rothschilds getting out of the gold business over there in Jolly Old England?
Well, I certainly have read some of that, little rumors of it. That's quite interesting. And I guess the offset is that the Chinese are entering the gold business big time, so maybe the Rothschilds are selling to the Chins. I don't know.
What is it that the communist Chinese know that hardly anybody in America knows?
Well, the communist Chinese know they're holding billions and billions of American dollars, and they're getting scared out of their minds. And, these are the reports I'm reading out of China this morning. I've got stories coming out of Japan, out of China, out of Australia. It is simply amazing, but the Chinese are a major, major player in this gold market right now because of the fact they are concerned about the direction of the dollar. They're holding more of it than just about anybody.
Well,
welcome to the great Walmart of China.
Well, I'm telling you, if this goes down the tubes, well, we won't speculate on that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I'm looking at this, Jeff, and we predicted that by the end of the year, by the end of December 2005, that you would see gold over $500 an ounce. Did we have a crystal ball? No.
No, it happened. Well, one of the things I was reading this morning out of Australia is they are anticipating in the short term as much as $650 an ounce gold, roughly almost $100 higher than it is today. And that doesn't cover the whole year yet.
Well, and we're only talking a one-year change here, folks. Gold is up over 33% in
right.
value.
Absolutely.
Jeff, where can you go on Wall Street or any municipal bonds or stocks or anything else to get a return like that? And we're not done. This is just the beginning of that roller coaster ride. And I'm not talking about getting to the top and going down the hill. I'm talking about the steep incline going up.
Well, I've had some interesting calls today, John. I went to bed at midnight last night because, frankly, I was wiped out, and my body after 5 hours says it's time to get up. I got up at 5, got the coffee going. I've been on the phone since 5:30 this morning, and we've had people calling that have left messages. Several of them I've not been able to touch bases with, but most of them we've been in touch with, and it's been insane all day. Order after order after order, and some are small, some are very sizable. because people are saying, you know what, I can't afford to wait anymore. I, he says it may go down, but frankly, I'm more concerned it's going to keep going up.
Oh, it's not hidden. They keep touting, oh, it's at a 25-year high going back to 1979, 1980. That's when they took a lot of the available money for loan out of the system to curb their what they called inflation.
Now, folks, we're only a week or so away from Bernanke taking office, and Greenspan is going to be laughing his way into retirement because he's not going to be around for the fall.
Well, and
by the way, platinum hit an all-time record high today of $1,047 an ounce. It has never seen that kind of a lofty height before. So if that kind of money is moving into platinum, you can rest assured the ultra-wealthy, the Soroses and the Buffetts of the world are grabbing whatever platinum they can. And I guess you and I are going to get the leftovers with the gold and silver.
Well, and specifically on that, by the way, a lady had called in from, I think she was that North Carolina, Mr. Producer? Yeah, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And made mention of the fact, and I reminded her since then, that it was biblical about gold and silver, not storing your treasures. And I think what the Bible says is don't store your treasures in heaven. But we're talking about a commodity that people have been exchanging for thousands and thousands and thousands of years to do business. This is what I'm talking about in the gold and silver arena. I'm not talking about, you know, there are no luggage racks on your hearse. That's why you can't take it to heaven. We're not Egyptians around here. We're not going to go through the lake of death or whatever and come out on the other side.
Yeah. Well, you know, I to some degree, John, I understand what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, what are people doing with their dollars? They're storing it. They're holding it. And I'm sorry, dollars were never mentioned in the Bible, but we won't go down that path today.
Right.
Not dollars in the terms you and I know it. Let me share with you quickly why I called in twofold. We are always striving to provide not just good buys for our clients, but tremendous value for our listeners. I'm going to go into an arena that I rarely touch on any longer. I did years ago, but very rarely will I go into these arenas, because what I'm about to offer our clients, and it's going to be a very small, selective, discriminating buyer that's going to understand the value of what I'm about to offer, John. We have in our possession three certified, extremely high-grade Mint State 66 $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces.
Minted in 1924, by the way.
1924s. It is the most common date, but, you know, when you reach that lofty grade of a 66 or above, they start getting quite scarce. These should not be compared with the average Mint State 61s and 2s and 3s and 4s and 5s. Those things are all reasonably common. Late-night television, they're offering some of these for as high as $5,500, which, of course, is the late-night television ripoff. Our major competitors, important, legitimate competitors around the country, are currently offering this very same coin for $3,605. That's for a single coin. Remember, I said, John, this is for a discriminating buyer. This is not going to be for 98% of our clientele who are concerned about preservation of wealth. This is going to be for that buyer who's got a lot of his preservation and foundation that is looking for a true investment-grade specimen. We're going to make these coins available today. This is it. It's, if you're interested in this, it's today, tonight only. You're going to have to call 1-800-691-7898. It will be a first-come, first-serve. You buy one, you buy all three of them, whatever you want to do. We are going to make these coins available for less than wholesale, John. If we had to call our importer right now and order these very coins, we would have to pay $2,575 to acquire these coins for our clients. Our competitors are paying the same price, except they're charging $3,605. I'm going to make these coins available to our listeners tonight for $2,541. You are in profit the moment you take possession of them.
That is $1,000 less per coin.
It's over $1,000 less per coin.
Did I miss something, or did your cheese slide off your cracker over the weekend?
John, if we had to go to our suppliers and buy these at $25.75, and we've marked them up to a nominal course of profit for Republic Trading Group and Republic Broadcasting, we would be at about $2,700, which is still a hell of a lot less than the $3,605 that our the friends in the lands of 10,000 Lakes are charging.
Wow.
amongst others.
I
don't want to just pick on
that. Yeah, no, and it's a lot of people have misunderstood this, and I don't do this to be mean. Folks, I want you to understand this. People are doing business the way they have been doing business. It's what everybody else does out there. Mm-hmm. What makes us different than the other gold and silver trading companies is we don't have a big, huge phone room. We don't have a bunch of salesmen that we've got to give a cut of the commission. And then, of course, the company has to get a cut. And then the guy that scrubs the toilet gets a cut, whatever else. No.
You do that, too, the toilet part?
No, I'm the guy that washes the toilets around here. Don't pick on me. I hold my costs down. At any rate, no, folks, the reason why I do that, it's not because I have animosity toward these people because of the businesses they've set up. There's nothing personal about this. What this is geared to is the people that are going to be making purchases. Why would you go someplace else when you can get it from us for less and we can guarantee delivery? Okay, so there's I want people have misunderstood this. Some radio talk show hosts have come out against me because they see me as threatening to take the butter off of their bread. Well, get over it, because I am not going to partake in that little get-rich scheme at the expense of the listeners out there. That the one thing that I have touted for the last 10 years of my life, the last decade, is to protect your assets. And ma'am, you down there in North Carolina, that's what I really wanted to say about this. This is protecting what money you have, converting those phony reserve notes over to something that is going to pay a dividend and is going to keep you in your Rice Krispies next year. Okay? That's my point.
John, the interesting thing with this particular coin, this Mint State 66 St. Gaudens, is there's never any guarantees of past performance versus what the future may bring, but we are well on our way to what I believe most economists around the world now are beginning to acknowledge is going to greatly surpass the previous highs in the gold and silver and platinum, the precious metals market, the commodities markets, to include things like oil and copper and palladium and rhodium and Lord knows what else is out there. But when we can offer this kind of a coin to our clients for less than wholesale, less than we have to pay to buy them right now, you know, once again, it is for a discriminating buyer. It's someone who is in more into the collectible side, but who may also have some discretionary funds that they want to move into more of an investment. And when I begin to look at the historical aspects of a coin of this caliber, realizing that in the past, a piece like this has sold for as much as $24,000. I don't mean a rare date. Those things go for hundreds of thousands. I mean this very date. And so there is some phenomenal potential return available on exquisite pieces like this. This is part of something they can make as part of a trust or an estate to hand down to children and grandchildren.
Right.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to buy for less money than we buy for.
All right, and that's only three coins, folks. If you buy one, you buy all three of them. First serve. But is the deal still good from last week? Because that was a screaming deal you offered.
You know what? I've lost track as to what it is, John, because there is so much going on.
The 10th ounces.
The 10th ounce pieces are available. Obviously, there is a difference in price because gold is up roughly $8 from where it was last Friday.
Right.
And so I'd have to do a comp. But I do want to share this because I it's important we get Carl back on the air. I received a call from our importer this afternoon because I'm constantly pushing him for things that are not the norm. We do a lot with French roosters, Swiss francs, sovereigns, 10 guilders from the Netherlands, etc. But I've been pushing him hard. He called me this afternoon with a relatively small grouping of coins I've not had access to for over a year. These are Civil War era and just past it 20-franc pieces from France, the Napoleon III's, in extra fine condition. Even though they are older and considerably scarcer, they bring
less than a minute, sir.
They bring no more premium than French roosters. Once again, give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. There are limitations to the numbers. They're going to run you about $594 for a five-pack plus shipping.
All right.
Want 10 of them, 20 of them? Call us. John, thanks for letting me on. I've got to get to the phones because they are coming in.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much. Carl, just hang on. We skipped that break here in this last segment. We've got to take this. It's a hard break. We've got to take this one at the bottom of the hour. Folks, here's the message. Be prepared. Don't be scared. Get involved. Call this man. Find out how to protect your wealth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back with Carl Schwartz. Thank you for that, Carl. It's important that people out there understand what's happening in the gold and silver market. You may not have $500-$600 for an ounce round of gold, but silver is the next best bet out there. That's what a lot of people can afford. You need to call that number, 800-691-7898. And thank you, Mr. Schwartz, for allowing us to do that.
No problem. Anytime.
All righty. And I'll tell you what, we've had callers here that have been holding. I don't want to let them hold. Ann in New Mexico, thank you so much for holding.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
And Carl?
Hello, Ann.
Yeah, it's really nice listening to you. I agree on that deadly uranium. It's destroying the health of our own soldiers.
Well, they're even polluting some areas of the country where they're processing this stuff and not telling anybody what they're really doing.
And they know what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
And I think in regards to the money, the spell, you know, it's a spell. I was listening to Tracy Twyman detail her book, Solomon's Treasure, The Magic and Mystery of America's Money, and it just occurred to me that it's a spell. And I do believe the spell is being broken. China is dumping the dollar, and South American countries are tossing the IMF out of their countries after they pay the debt.
Yeah, Argentina paid theirs off 2 years early.
Yeah, and Iran is going to go, you know, I guess for the euro. So, and you're right. When you mess with the dough, you got to go, you know. And I think that's probably going to be the reason why Iran is going to be invaded.
Well, and what you're talking about here, Anne, is the real root of the Illuminist or the Illuminati or the global governance scheme or New World Order, or call it what you will. It is financially driven. It is financially motivated by the people that could affect change the fastest worldwide. It's the very people that deal in those commodities.
You nailed it. Yeah, and it's a spell because it isn't backed up by anything, the dollar.
I mean,
it should be gold-backed, but they don't want that.
Or at the very least, silver-backed currency, at the very least.
Right. I did a study on money in the Hebrew, and it means silver.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes,
and one more question, Carl. You mentioned the neocons. Now, I read a book by Shadia Drury on the political ideas of Leo Strauss.
Yes.
Do you agree that a lot of these people are driven by his ideas?
Well, the ones that went to school there, yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole other group of neocons that were not educated there. And their primary motivations, Washington, D.C. is notorious for this, their motivation is what I call gravitation to greed, gravitation to power.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people that are Roman Catholic, Christian, agnostic, you know, they're not all educated in the Trotskyite, you know, format that Leo Strauss was teaching. But some of the bigger names were like Wolfowitz, you know, he was definitely a student there.
And Pearls and Irving Kristol.
Yeah, and what they've done is there's actually different groups of them, but they all have the same, global supremacy, greed. It's a cult. The bottom line. It is a cult.
Yeah, and Cheney's wife, Lynn, is in a member of that AEI.
Yes, she's one of them. So is Cheney. I think the Bushes can be classified as neocons. They don't like to be, but if you look at their actions and their words, I think it's pretty easy to derive that that's what they truly are. That's what
I
they
agree.
Believe.
So the front, their front is that they're believers, but they're not, you know. And Yahweh is reading out the hearts of all these people that are in power and letting them rule, but his plan and purpose and intent is going to prevail. Hallelujah.
Well, and
I think it is, too.
And
Yahweh bless you.
Okay, and I appreciate your call. Thank you. And if you really think about this, harken back to what we said about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton could not have pulled this off. Bill Clinton could not have sold the Afghani war and Iraqi war. What he needed was conservative, mainstream America to say, yeah, let's just go kick the heck out of them ragheads. Yep, George Bush is a good, godly, conservative Republican man. That was the only way that this could be sold.
Yes, that's true. And even the neocons admit that, had Gore been elected, we probably would not be in Iraq, but he would have invaded Afghanistan because that was on the agenda.
Well, and of course it was. And just recently, and Carl, this happened over the weekend. The CIA, now, folks, think about this story. It's the CIA that goes into Pakistan to go after the number two Al-Qaeda man, Al-Qaeda guy. And, of course, they missed their target, and they didn't take out a bunch of his generals or lieutenants or whatever the case may be. No, what they did was bombed a civilian target in Pakistan and killed a bunch of civilians. Now, they might have said CIA, no, this isn't a military operation, but tell me what the difference is anymore.
Well, there's none, and I understand Condoleezza Rice is supposed to go talk to the Pakistanis to explain our conduct there.
But we just invaded their airspace, bombed in their country, and the brown bomber is going to go explain it to the head of Pakistan why we did this?
Yeah.
This is an act of war.
It is, and they've gotten way out of control here. They did it in Yemen. Now they've done it in Pakistan. You know, it's wherever they think they can put somebody down. You know, to me, Al-Qaeda, and the reason they're trying to put down Al-Qaeda is there are people out there that could tell the world about what's really going on here, and those are the people they're after. Those are the real terrorists, because they would expose this entire charade.
Well, and I've said this before. Let me take one more call here, and I don't want to get into the subject matter here, that on its surface, it sounds incredulous about the World Trade Center, but I want you to hear what this gentleman has to say. John in New York. You're up, John.
Good morning, John. Or afternoon, I should say. They had an interesting thought this morning that, if the supposedly 757 hit the Pentagon, went through 9 foot of concrete and reinforced steel and all that. These were the towers, 9 foot thick of concrete walls and whatnot. I'm looking at a picture of the plane hole, and it just doesn't go through the plane. It doesn't go through the building, and it didn't go through the center core. It hits on the outside edge of the building.
Yes.
And so you've got a fact of engineering that, you know, if you was here, it did one thing, but over here it didn't do it at all. Doesn't make sense again. And, you know, Jesus, just, is Condoleezza Rice still on the board for Citgo down there in Argentina? And, I mean, is
Chevron?
It all?
No, Chevron. No, she's not on the board anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, is there still ties to where everybody, it's a hoax of, well, we're playing for money or we're playing, and bottom line, they're just getting us all ready for a big SWAT.
Well, they call it geopolitical or geostrategic imperatives, and most of our military are getting where they're not buying off on the imperatives anymore because they realize they're the ones that are taking the abuse. As far as the front line abuse, you know, risk of being exposed to things that are ruining their health, either getting killed or maimed. And over on this side of the pond, we're getting abused in other ways. We're getting abused financially and economically. You know, whether or not we have a job, whether or not we have any buying power in our dollar, there's the whole picture is all part of the same picture. It's just hard to see the puzzle.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I'm sitting here. You mentioned the word geopolitical, and I've got a something here on my computer, and it just caught my eye. There's the word geopolitical, the word. Gold still rising in reaction to Iran. Folks, this is what the oil companies tried to sell Congress, last month, a couple months ago, when they were up on Capitol Hill as unsworn testimony. They just come up here just to make everybody feel better. Well, Mandy Zonneveld, oh, I'm so beklept here, says that gold still rising in reaction to Iran. Remember what the oil company said? Oh, well, it was Hurricane Katrina. That's the reason why the oil prices have gone up. Well, wait a minute. No, oil prices are not going to fall below $50 a barrel ever. Get used to the price that you're seeing at your gas station right now. And that still doesn't reflect the price that they should be charging at the pump. Okay, remember when we were paying $22, $23 a barrel, our gas prices were $1 something and some change for regular. Folks. Well, gold still rising in reaction to Iran. Listen to this, Carl. Gold is expected to edge higher this week as tension over Iran's nuclear program propels investors towards the metal as a safe haven. More than half of the traders surveyed by Bloomberg last week advised buying gold, with the yellow metal soaring again yesterday. U.S. 556 an ounce, they say. It climbed briefly to 558.80 last week, its highest level in the 25 years since its record of $850 an ounce in January of 1980. I explained that they took the money out of circulation. Ironically, pretty much the way they did that precipitated, oh, that's right, the crash of 1929. Geopolitical tensions, that was the word you used, and that's what caught my eye. Geopolitical tensions can spur demand for gold as investors seek a haven from instability in financial markets. They say that they go on to say that gold jumped 4.4% on September 14, 2001, when trading resumed after the terrorist attack 3 days earlier in New York and Washington. They go on to say the price has almost doubled since then, including the 4.3% rise in the week following the March 11, 2004 bomb attacks in Madrid. Folks, this is all, I can't even use the term that I want to use, but this, everybody is being hoodwinked. Everybody knows that they're moving out of anything connected with dollars, retirement funds, you name it. People are bailing out. They're crawling out as fast as they can.
And it's all because of our policies. I mean, the bottom line is our policies are being rejected.
Barbara in Maine. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, and hello, Carl, and hello, John.
Yes.
Hi, Barbara.
And my question is, I noticed that two times during this broadcast that Carl was cut off when he addressed the issue of depleted uranium, and being a reader of Carl's newsletters, I would like him to go into the connection between depleted uranium and Al Gore, if he would.
All right. Good question.
So that is, under the Clinton administration, they actually implemented a policy where the use of depleted uranium weapons was actually chosen, you know, over other types of what you call tungsten tips or sabot type of rounds, where, you know, still it would pierce the armor. It just wouldn't do it as quickly and as effectively as depleted uranium. The Clinton and Gore administration also did what is called the privatization of U.S. Enrichment Corporation. that one move right there took it out of government hands into private sector hands. And basically, you know, once it got in their hands, the bean counters did not go through as many processes to deplete it out and to purify it before it went into the weapons. So we're out here spreading this deadly stuff all over the world. Anybody we shoot at with our war machine, we're leaving behind some very deadly stuff. We're exposing them to it, and we're exposing our troops to it.
And also, in terms of Al Gore, he was Mr. Environment with Earth in the Balance, and I remember that from many years back. And there seems to be some hypocrisy operating here, doesn't there?
Well, there is. I mean, even with Clinton, he claims to be pro-environment, and you know, he directly polluted Bosnia. He directly polluted, in part, Afghanistan when he was shooting those cruise missiles in, because they had depleted uranium warheads on them for piercing targets, JDAMs, you know, things like that, what they call JBUs and GBUs, different type of bombs. So, I mean, it's all wrapped up into a picture where they present themselves one way, but what they do is something totally different.
Yeah, well, that's correct. And I'm just wondering, the only last comment that I have is, I wonder, Carl, if you would be able to go into any of the latest campaigns to promote Al Gore that are coming from various sectors, and what the agenda could be there for 2008. Okay?
Well, yeah, we have several different groups that we've detected. In fact, one of them, John, has been bashing me on the Hal Turner show, and subtly bashing me without naming me on Cloak and Dagger, has been a group that is very solidly behind Al Gore. One of them is a former Gore 2000 campaign person, and then the other one is Stu Webb, who you and I talked about the other day. So we're starting to see the patterns and the battle lines draw to where, you know, if you're not in your camp, you're going to get bashed, you know. So,
you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I quit. There was a group of people that came out of the woodwork so fast, and you know who I'm talking about. His name is White. We had a little cabal there. We had Ted Gunderson mixed up in there.
Oh, Ted Gunderson, yep.
And let me tell you folks something, and I've never said this on the air before, but I'm going to tell people about it right now. And you verified this, Carl, through your sources. A lot of people were high on Ted Gunderson, always former FBI. He was out in California. He had an office. He had 600 people underneath him. I never trusted Ted Gunderson, because my suspicion was he was a collector out there. And I just sat back and I watched, and I didn't say anything. And when I started to see this man do things like marry Anton LaVey's ex-wife. Now, who's Anton LaVey? If you don't know,
that's
out there.
The Church of Satan.
There you go. His now ex-wife, it was annulled, but her name was Diana Rivley.
That's
the way
correct.
You pronounce it. And when I saw that, he teamed up with Nebraska State Senator here. Think of his name here.
John DeCamp.
Thank you very much. And what they were on was going out there, supposedly going after ritualistic child sacrifice and the occult, pedophiles and so on and so forth. When I saw this, and I got to learn who John DeCamp was, these were two guys that, I'm going to tell you what, if they spontaneously burst into a ball of flame, I wouldn't walk across the street to throw a cup of water on either one of them.
Well, amen to that, John. And you know that John DeCamp has been threatening since last March, almost a year, to sue me for libel, because I exposed John DeCamp myself and also Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson sold Stinger missiles to Osama bin Laden in 1979 while still working for the FBI.
Well, and I just, folks, and I am not, and I don't want this to be perceived as, oh, gosh, you know, there's the Patriot movement eating itself again. No, I have remained silent, but it is time for people to get their head out of that dark, dank place it has been buried in, your head in the sand. Pull it out and look at it for what it is. And I've said this, and people have been listening to me for a number of years. I said, mark my words, one day you're going to wake up, and a person that you liked or you thought you respected or whatever the case is going to be standing on the other side of the fence as they perceive to be the winning side and waving at you.
Well, one of the things that happened the other day, John, was this twosome that's representing Gore, it's Hennigan and Stu Webb. They were on the Hal Turner show, and they accused me of treason and spying on the House and Senate because of that Israeli wireless company that I've never even talked to. I mean, these people just dream up the wildest stuff and keep throwing it at you. And bottom line, what they're upset about is the last three email updates that I've sent out have been exposing Al Gore. For example, you remember when Clinton did all his pardons? He pardoned a bunch of Puerto Ricans that were a member of a terrorist group called FALN. And the reason he pardoned them was to help Al Gore's 2000 campaign with the Cuban Americans. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes on out here, and then these people package themselves up as something that they are not. I mean, Al Gore's not an environmentalist. He's got a polluting mine on his property in Tennessee.
And let me just say one last comment before I get off here, and it's really important to me to say this on the air, is that I know Stu Webb really well. I also know Ted Gunderson real well. I worked with him for 3 years before I cut him off. And from everything that I've ever seen about Carl Schwartz, he's a straight arrow. He goes to the issues and the facts and the evidence. And anything less, he doesn't deal with it. And I support that. Thank you both.
Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it. And when we come back out of the break, we'll spend a few minutes here. I want you to tell the folks about the Twin Towers when we get back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
Isn't that the idea? When we all started out, folks, it was the Constitution. Now, nobody in Washington, D.C. has a single clue of what the Constitution is all about. I'll tell you what, I've got Bill Veith online. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Bill. Yourself?
Good. I'm doing well, thanks. I haven't called in for quite a while because I've been so busy. I haven't had time, but I was home today listening to the program and just wanted to call in and tell you it was a great program, very informative. And I wanted to make one statement and then ask one question, if I could.
Go ahead.
The statement I want to make is, again, just like you all have been doing, I want to encourage everybody to get out of this irredeemable paper and get into something of substance, gold and silver. I think that the lifespan left in the currency, the U.S. currency, is probably less than 2 or 3 years, and it's going to really implode. It could implode very quickly. I put my money where my mouth is about 3 years ago. I literally cashed in every piece of paper I had, Federal Reserve notes, stocks, bonds, everything, and bought gold and silver back when silver was about $4.88 an ounce and gold was about $3.50 an ounce. And I would encourage everybody to, it's still not too late. We're in the early stages of probably a 10-year bull market in gold and silver. And so I would encourage everybody to do that. But the question I had of Carl is, I have heard that China and Russia have agreed to back Iran if the United States attacks them. And I have also heard that Russia and China signed a mutual defense pact with each other if either one of them are attacked. Could you elaborate on that, or have you heard about that?
Well, I can't confirm the one on Russia and Red China, but I do know that the business relationships that Russia has with Iran to this day, and they have for many years, and also the business relationships that the Red Chinese have with Iran are considered to be in their strategic vital interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all if there is a mutual defense pact, because they already are locked at the hip on some oil and gas issues and technology issues that are mutually beneficial to the three of them that Washington, D.C. and the elite insiders in this country don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a situation to where, you know, with a $200 billion oil and gas contract at stake, Red China is not going to let George Bush keep dictating to them what their sources and prices are going to be of oil and gas.
Right. Do you think the United States would actually attack Iran? Given that we couldn't do it with troops because we don't have enough. They're all in Iraq and Afghanistan. But would we bomb them and take a chance on Russia and China coming back at us?
Well, that has been discussed at great length in Washington and other places. I can tell you that when my son was in Iraq, he got back March 2005, the last 90 days he was there in Baghdad, so we wouldn't find out about it here in the United States. They were actually working on the invasion or the assault on Iran.
Hmm.
And just here in the last couple of today and last week, there were some pretty heady discussions at the Security Council to where Russia and Red Chinese are, you know, they're making it real clear they will veto any move by the United States to move against Iran.
Okay, good.
So, you know, people are already starting to see this for what it is. And, you know, there's a lot of countries that are saying, okay, Iran, you know, back up on your nuclear ambitions.
Right.
But, you know, on the other side of it, you know, pragmatically,
mm-hmm.
we don't need to be attacking any more countries. We've got a full plate right now, and they can't even deal with that.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dr. V, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate
y'all.
All righty. Carl, we're going to have you back on. We couldn't have covered in a couple of minutes the issue about the 9/11 and dissimilar metals. That building was probably going to come down of its own design flaws by 2015. We'll have to have you back and specifically talk about that. We couldn't do it in a couple of minutes.
It would actually be structurally unsafe for occupancy by then.
All right. Carl Schwartz, thank you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, keep plugging out there.
I will. Bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you on another edition of the National Intel Report. And coming up soon, James Kennedy, the only guy on TV doing it the right way. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.